Locker Room Chats, they continue tonight on KMCA. I'm Brandon Tadman. We're talking Valley Heights basketball. We got the girls coach dialed in with us. That is Jordan Brockstrom in here for a few minutes. It's brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies. A couple games, coach, want to go over with you from last week. It started on Thursday at Clifton Clyde. This was a game that was postponed from the winter weather back in early January. Clifton Clyde, a top five team in their classification. You guys go on the road, get a big time win, 66-56. So let's start there. What'd you take away from that game? Obviously a huge win on the road.
Well, a little bit of a tale of two halves. The first half, we found ourselves down 13 or 15 at one point, and we kind of looked a little lethargic and were a little hesitant to attack. And then coming out of halftime, we were a very different team. We're actively looking to score. We ran in transition a lot better. So things were really clicking. Shots started falling. And, sometimes it's tough getting a win at Clifton Clyde, but we found a way to.
Yeah, and you guys played the very next night. You got back home. You took on Frankfurt, of course, the defending state champs. But they've just had, you know, a tough year. They've had a lot of injuries. They dealt with sickness. They've just had to kind of rotate a lot of girls throughout the course of the year. So it's been kind of a struggle for them. But you guys get the win at home there, 54-29. So being able to win both those games on back-to-back nights, what'd you take away from the Frankfurt game?
Well, yeah, Frankfurt's had some challenges this year, and I thought they played us a lot tougher the second time around. So credit to them. I think they're improving despite their challenges. It was a good win for us. We pretty much handled the game, and we're able to get everybody in off the bench, so it was a fun night.
Yeah, you always get a good feeling whenever you're able to play some girls, you know, maybe at the end portion of a game. So here this week, you guys are wrapping up the regular season. So tonight, you guys are taking on Blue Valley on the road. You're back at home tomorrow night against Onega. Talk about these matchups here, back-to-back nights, and what do you really would just want to see from your team here to close out these last two regular season games?
Well, we want to see clean basketball. It's kind of, you know, postseason's right around the corner for us, so we really need to be playing clean basketball and valuing possessions and playing aggressively. So that's what we're looking for on our end, and looking at our opponent, they present some challenges there. Both teams, Blue Valley and Onega, have nice size, and it's something that we're kind of lacking. So it could be an issue for us. So we really need to be held accountable to that. And ultimately, we just need to play clean basketball and get a couple more wins.
Lastly, coach, and we always appreciate the time, I just wanted to get your thoughts on the format for Substate here this season. It's a little bit different, of course, from years past. Instead of the eight teams, eight substates, you get the four regions and the 16 teams that are broken up into two 8-team brackets, get seeded 1 through 16. They break it up from there. You guys are one of the, I think, seven or eight double-digit win teams in the region that you guys are hosting. I just wanted to get your thoughts on the format. Do you like it? It seems to be majority of the coaches we talk to, they feel like it's more of a positive. They feel like it's a better opportunity to get the best eight teams into the state tournament. Do you feel that way with the format here this season?
Yeah, I'd agree with that. I think it splits teams up nicely, and it allows more teams opportunities. Sometimes depending on in the old format, depending on what team you might have been stuck with in a sub-state, it might have been pretty difficult to get out of it. But now there's always that chance you can get sent a different direction, and that can be nice for some teams. One thing from a coaching perspective that's a little different is usually in the old format, you can kind of start to eyeball some of those top teams in a sub-state later in the season and get an idea kind of what they're about. Now it's a little more difficult to do because you don't know exactly how things are going to line up and how things are going to rank out and who you're going to be with. So, it's different, but I think ultimately it's a good change.
There it is. Valley Heights girls basketball coach Jordan Brockstrom joining us, brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies. Valley Heights final two games here of the regular season starts tonight at Blue Valley, back at home tomorrow night against Onega. We'll talk to the coach one more time next week as we get prepared for the sub-state tournaments then. Coach, we always appreciate the few minutes. Thanks again, and we'll talk to you one more time next week.
Awesome. Thank you so much.